Blog Talk Radio.
She may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. Ooh, she may be waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She had her grief and her care. But a word so soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And it's all so easy. Try a little but a word soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And it's all so easy, just try a little tenderness. You've got to try, you've got to hold her, you've got to squeeze her, you have to try, you've got to try, and always please her. You won't regret it. Oh, try a little
tenderness. Welcome everybody to Journey into the Light. What a beautiful song. Love that song. Try a little tenderness. Try a little love. Isn't that what the song is saying? Try a little tenderness in your day-to-day with going about and what you're doing. And that's what my guest does all the time. Shows a lot of tenderness to everybody out there. And it's my delight to have on the guest here on tonight's show as we kick off about 2 hours, maybe a little bit more than that. But our first hour is Pandrea, an amazing psychic medium with a soul of deep love for her brothers and sisters. So she's going to be taking, and I do mean brothers and sisters, meaning all of us, not, okay? She's going to be taking your phone calls here, so dial on in and dial on in early. 347-884-8245. And then press the 1 on your phone. And come aboard, okay? Chat room is now open, okay? So you can refresh your page and come on in the chat room. Say hello to myself and whoever else is coming on in there since it just opened. And it have to be just me, but I know Kimmy's coming in there in just a minute or two. Kimmy is back. My host of the chat room for all these years of 9 years of, and she has, you know, really given out so much love. So it's really great to have Kimmy back, and I have Bonnie here producing, helping me produce the show, and what a wonderful team. What a wonderful team. I am very blessed, very much so. So, the next hour will be the Psychic Hop. Almost butchered that one, didn't I? when you're a radio host, you do so much talking. Sometimes you think that you can just talk without thinking, you know? All right. That ain't going to work, especially at my age. Anyway, yeah, when you come on in the chat room, yeah, I'm Journey in the Light. This is Mike, and put your first name in there. It's always nice to get to know people, you know, maybe where you're from, and and the interesting thing is of the chat room, true story, two people, this was some years ago, two people that were in the chat room who were big parts of the show at the time, they actually met, two strangers. They met, started dating, and within a year, they were married. No joke. And with all the people that call in with, you know, looking for love, you should hop in the chat room. just click on the show, and then right below the audio, the chat room will come up. And Star is in the chat room. Welcome, Star. We're here, we're live, and call on in to speak to Pandrea, 347-884-8245. And if you didn't hear the show last night, I did a show about a very important show. It's in the featured section. I hope everybody that listens to this show will at least give me the time that I put into it to at least listen to the show, okay? Because this show is different than I think most shows. This is a, we're all a family unit here. This is a show, Journey into the Light, about going into that light. What is the light? The light is of love and helping one another. That's what the show is all about. This is not a crystal ball show. This is not just get a reading and go out to where you go. That's not the idea of it. It never has been. And I would never have done this long, over 4,000 shows, if that was all it was. Shows about helping you where you're at more than just giving you a prediction. So when we take that a step further now, and we've started a homeless mission, a love in action, folks that need help. And people have been given, some given small amounts, some giving medium-sized donations. But I tell you what, you know, this mission has done wonderful things, and our top achievement up to this point just happened about a week, 2 weeks ago, several months ago, I met this man on the streets here in Oklahoma City, and he was pushing a couple of shopping carts, wasn't asking for money, but spirit led me to him and said, you know, this guy needs help. And I pulled alongside of him, and he, you know, was a little bit startled because you have to understand, homeless people, they feel invisible because people treat them as if they're not there. So they're used to people totally ignoring them like they're Casper the ghost, really. How do I know this? I've been with homeless people. I do it every weekend, at least. And so I talked to this gentleman named Burles. And Burles, his story, no, he's not an addict. He's not a lazy person. That's why Burles is pushing a couple shopping carts, because he's pushing cans so that he makes a couple of dollars a day. And he really works it. I've seen him. And he told me, you know, when he was a kid, he was kicked out of his house because why? He wasn't doing drugs or nothing like that. He wasn't a bad student. Because he went to church with friends. And his parents kicked him out at age 14. Can you imagine yourself being kicked out? I mean, really think about it. 14 years old, you're kicked out. You're on the sidewalk. You're in the park, sleeping at night. And it's dark. Can you imagine that? So Burles from there went on and started, he got a little bit of training and do welding for a while. That worked out, but then he got sick when he got a little bit older, and for the last 20 years he's been living on the streets. And so we at the mission here have been helping him, but a couple of weeks ago we had a really bad severe storm in Oklahoma in May. We have some of the worst weather in the country. Tornadoes, I've been in one. I've been chased by tornadoes. It's not pretty in here in May, okay? Thank God there's only about 8 days left in May. But we had one of these really heavy storms roll through about 2 a.m. Winds up to 100 miles an hour, no joke. And possible tornadoes in the city. And a couple days later, I went down there and tried to find Burles. And I found him on the sidewalk and against the store. And I asked him how he made it through that. And he said, everything was popping and banging. And he said he could have swore there was a tornado on its way. He said the winds were, he could barely, you know, hold himself up. So he dumped himself, jumped into a dumpster, a filthy, dirty dumpster, and lowered the lid over his head. And that's how he survived. So I helped him more. And last week he informed me that he was able to rent a garage in a neighborhood, and now he has a roof over his head and four walls. He's not out there in these storms, and we've had last weekend some more terrific storms that came through here. I knew, though, from the action we did, that Burles was okay. Now, there's a whole lot more homeless people, I know that, and that's why we can't give up. We got to keep helping Burles, but we also got to help others in this, you know, large way. So that was what the show was about. And we have, you know, so I'm saying to everybody out there, let's come together. Come on, let's get this mission bigger than we've been doing. We've been doing good, but we can do a whole lot better. I know it. So there's a link on this show page, the GoFundMe link, and you can click on that, make a donation. Also there, if you go there, you'll find the PayPal address, if you'd rather just go on PayPal, and if that's easier for you. But let's make a difference. And folks who donate on this show or the next show will bring you up first to as far as your calls. But everything helps. Any amount helps. I have a guest coming on tomorrow on LA Talk Radio. And he said, hey, let me help out. He donated $50 30 minutes ago. Man, that really goes a long way. My heart is big. My energy is big. The only thing that slows me down is the donations, to be honest with you. And that's the hardest thing of this whole mission. You know, I saw in the news this morning that Ivanka Trump went to Saudi Arabia, and this so-called women's fund that no one's ever seen her donate any money out of it, she got a $100 million donation. Ivanka Trump. The family that's worth millions of billions of dollars, right? And here we are, and we have a hard time sometimes getting $5, $10 a night. So, you know, and if you can donate, take the link and share it. I don't understand why people don't take the link and click it on spiritual sites, on GoFundMe sites, just as many sites as you can see. And we need partners. We have Jennifer Taylor, who's just beautiful and runs Quantum Touch, my co-host on LA Talk Radio. And I got and Susan. So please contact me to be a partner. And I got to be quiet because I am taking up way too much time. So you guys know where to go. Let's bring Pandrea on, and the rest of the time is hers. I guarantee you. Pandrea, my friend, next week I am going to be silent. I am so sorry. I looked at the clock and spirit got a hold of me. And welcome to the show. It's all yours.
absolutely, Michael. You know, I really, you know, and I know I've talked to you before about this, and you know, I really enjoy listening to you, and I think that the message is so important for all of us to get out there and do what we can do. You know, and like you said the last show, you know, hey, if you can't donate money, you know, share the link. If you can't share the link, well, hey, you know, get out there and maybe donate some clothes that you can't wear anymore to a, you know, to somebody or to a center or something. You know, there's something you can do to help people who really need it. So absolutely, you do have a big heart, Michael, and I definitely appreciate the mission and appreciate you having me on the show as well. So absolutely, that's just wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Well, I love having you on the show, as you know, and it's always a joy. So so what are we talking about today?
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the chakras. You know, and for those of you who have not heard about me or heard me or just hearing me for the first time, you know, I'm just going to tell you briefly a little bit about myself and just how I got started. You know, I experienced my gift when I was about 4, and, you know, of course, growing up throughout the years, spirit, you know, my connection with spirit just grew. And, you know, I've just had so many experiences throughout the years. And a lot of them, I truly didn't understand them at the time, like how I could see these transparent individuals, how I couldn't know a person's situation without them telling me. And so that from that point on, you know, I just felt like it was a big opportunity or, you know, just something on the deep down on the inside that really stuck out to me, because I love to help people, just like Michael. I love to help people. And so knowing that on the inside, I just decided to start working in the healthcare field. And once I started doing that for a while, you know, I felt like for some reason working in the healthcare field, I was doing really good. I was helping people, but it just wasn't enough for me. So I decided to go into, you know, the field that I'm doing right now, and that's helping people, you know, on a spiritual level and giving readings and connecting people with their loved ones and just encouraging as many people as I can, you know. And it's just an amazing experience. So moving on to you know, to topic. You know, I'd like to start off with the definition of the chakras, because, you know, when we learn the definition of a term before we, you know, start talking about it, it actually enables us to have a common understanding of the word or the subject. So, you know, that we can all be on the same page when discussing or reading about an issue. And so, like I said today, it's about the chakras. You know, the seven chakras, there are seven, are the energy centers in our body in which the energy flows through. And the word chakra is derived from the Sanskrit word meaning wheel. And in Hindi, it means wheel of spinning energy. Now, no doubt if you've been on the internet, you've seen some pictures, figure or person sitting in a meditative state with their legs crossed, and they have seven different colors of light or energy aligned right there in the middle. So if you've seen that image I'm describing, that's totally awesome. But if you haven't, it's okay. And it'll definitely be something, you know, that's definitely an opportunity for you to, you know, look for it in the future if you have time. Now let's talk about energy, because that's what the chakras is. Energy is the basis for everything on this planet. And I know you probably remember the saying from your science class, that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. And according to Albert Einstein's formula, that E equals MC squared, I love that, basically everything is energy. So when you need to fuel, you need to eat. So some people have the belief that you can choose foods that have specific vibrations that correspond to some chakras. And in turn, it helps you to raise the chakra's vibrations and recharge it, just like a battery. So you can eat food for bodily fuel and eat to support your chakras all at the same time. So another common belief is that every stone has a unique vibration. And I know sometimes on this show we talk about crystals and we talk about the stones and things like that and spiritual vibrations. I know that was one I talked about a while ago. But that's one common belief. And that's why, you know, the particular stones or crystals needed for balancing the chakra will vary somewhat from person to person because everyone has, of course, their own beliefs. So you may see a lot of different suggestions across the various chakra books or, you know, the information online, and that's perfectly fine. But my suggestion is that you find a technique that resonates with you, because if it doesn't resonate with you, then you're just going to find yourself in a situation where you may not be able to achieve the results you're looking for, and the ultimate result is, of course, the aligning of the chakras. Now, the crystal technique for healing is a very old technique. It's actually pretty ancient. You know, the Egyptians were among some of the first people to have wore these different crystals to ward off illness or negative energy. And if you look at a lot of these Egyptian pictures, you'll see where they had jewels, what looks like jewels or crystals. Those were actually, every one of those had a purpose. But here in the modern world, crystal healing is actually based on that the traditional concepts or beliefs that life energy connects with the physical body and the supernatural elements of the body. So without further ado, at this time, we're going to talk about the chakras. We're going to go through the chakras. Now, there are Sanskrit names for these chakras, but today we're just going to kind of stick with the basics. Now, the first one is the root chakra, and the root chakra is located at the base of the spine, and its color is red. The sacral chakra is located just below the navel, and its color is orange. The solar plexus chakra is located in the stomach area, and its color is yellow. And the fourth chakra, or the heart chakra, is located in the center of the chest, and its color is green. The throat chakra is located at the base of the throat, and its color is blue. And then the third eye chakra is located in the forehead, just above the area between the eyes, and its color is indigo. And then lastly, the crown chakra is located at the top of the head, and its color is violet. Now, I said lastly, but there are some information that indicate that there are 15 or more chakras that are located at the top of the head and above and beyond. But like I said, today we're going to keep it simple and stick with the seven. Now, I know I just called out the name of the color, and I know some colors resonate with some more than others. So if I say the color red, if you think of a fluorescent red or a deep red or a bright red, the color is still red, right? So in my opinion, in visualizing the chakra, your color is your color. So my advice is to not get too hung up on that aspect of it. So moving right along, let's talk about that root chakra first. And again, this chakra is located at the base of the spine, and its color is red. The root chakra actually, it indicates the physical, the physical imbalances of the root chakra actually include problems in the legs, the feet, the immune system. And sometimes when the root chakra is imbalanced, you also experience emotional imbalances like fear about money or shelter or food or the ability to provide for life's necessities. And when the chakra is balanced, of course, it's just the opposite. You feel supported. You feel a sense of connection and safety into the physical world. And you also feel grounded. And we talked about some stones. Stones for the root chakra include bloodstone, tiger's eye, hematite, black tourmaline. Now, of course, there are others, but also the food for the chakra is the root food, so foods that are actually connected with roots. And since the chakra is located at the base of the spine, it acts as your foundation. So it kind of makes sense, you know, that they would have the root food, you know, like potatoes or root vegetables like beets and things like that. So those are some good choices to in order to align that root chakra and keep that balance. Now, that second chakra, the sacral chakra, once again, it's just below the navel, and its color is orange. Now, some physical imbalances include the urinary problem, kidney dysfunction, hip or pelvic, or even lower back pain. And emotional imbalances include our commitment to relationships. We won't be able to necessarily commit properly. Also, the ability to express your emotions, creativity, fears of betrayals, or even addiction. And so when this chakra is balanced, we won't be afraid to take risks. We're being creative. We're also committed, passionate, and outgoing. Now, some of the stones that you can choose for the sacral chakra is the citrine, carnelian, moonstone, or coral. And so, and like I said, I know we talked about food. And so the food for the second chakra is actually a drink. It's water. So pure water is actually the best thing that you can ingest to clear and heal this chakra. You know, liquids in general is a good thing. But they specifically indicate transparent liquids like teas or broths. So definitely be sure to be hydrated if your second chakra is in balance. And so the color of this chakra is orange, so the orange foods can also be healing as well. Now, the third chakra, or the solar plexus chakra, is located in the stomach area, and its color is yellow. And it's also located 3 inches above your navel. Some of the things that you can notice if this chakra is imbalanced includes digestive problems, chronic fatigue, high blood pressure, diabetes, stomach ulcers. You know, emotional imbalances include, you know, issues of personal power, that self-esteem. And then the inner critic comes out. And when they talk about the inner critic, you become critical of you know, different people or different things. Oh, this thing just doesn't work right. Or, you know, or this person is just not doing this right or whatever. That inner critic comes out, you know. And sometimes you can be overcritical when this chakra is imbalanced. So, and it's also fears of rejection, you know, criticism, physical appearances. You tend to worry about those things. And so when this chakra is balanced, we feel self-respect, self-compassion, and we also feel in control, assertive, and confident. Some of the stones for the solar plexus chakra stones is malachite, calcite, citrine, and topaz. Now, the third chakra transforms raw, fiery energy into action, and it's also the source of self-esteem. So sunny, yellow foods also help to clear the chakra, the balance of this chakra, and also yellow peppers. You can try corn or, you know, curry, yellow curry, and banana. And moving to the heart chakra. The heart chakra is actually located in the center of the chest, and its color is green. And some physical imbalances of this chakra could be the upper back, the shoulder problems, wrist and arm pain. And some emotional imbalances include over-loving to the point of suffocation, jealousy or abandonment, anger, bitterness, and then fears of loneliness. But when this chakra is balanced, you feel joy, gratitude, love, compassion, forgiveness, and it flows freely, and then trust is gained. Now, the heart chakra stone, one that I love, is actually rose quartz. Rose quartz is that clear, nice pink stone. Jade tends to be, I think it's green. And then you have the green calcite and the green tourmaline. So the fourth chakra is located, at the heart, and it rules love and relationship. So, you know, and this one here, sometimes people tend to say, oh, no, well, the heart, when I think of the heart, I think of red. Well, absolutely. Your color is your color. But in the information that I looked up, a lot of the information that I looked up, it actually talks about the color being green. And the food for this chakra is actually green vegetables, especially those leafy vegetables like kale, lettuces, and spinach. So eating those green foods, dark leafy green foods, is really, really good advice. And it also helps with blood pressure and anemia. Now, the fifth chakra is the throat chakra, and it's located at the base of the throat. Some of the physical imbalances of this include sore throat, laryngitis, ear infections, ulcers, and just basically any facial problems. I know they named the chin, the cheek, the lips, the tongue problems, neck and shoulder pain can happen with that as well. And some of the emotional imbalances include the self-expression through communication, both written or spoken. You know, you have a fear of no power of choice, no willpower or being out of control. So when this chakra is balanced, we have a free flowing of words, expression, communication, and then we can be honest and truthful, but yet firm. But also communicate with, along with communication comes listening. So when this chakra is balanced, you also become a good listener. One of the lessons of the chakra is to speak up and let your voice be heard, but also do so in a loving manner. Now, the throat chakra stones are lapis, turquoise, and aquamarine. Now, the fifth chakra, since it's located in the center of the throat, it's the home of your voice. It's the center of your communication. And speaking and living your truth is healing for this chakra. But also, since we're talking about foods as well, particularly named here is blueberries. And that also encourages expression. Now, the sixth chakra is the third eye chakra. That's the chakra that's located at the on your forehead, and it's just between the eyes. Now, that color is indigo. And the physical imbalances of this includes headache or blurred vision, sinus issues, eye strain, seizures, hearing loss, hormone function. Now, some of the emotional imbalances include moodiness, self-reflection, inability. Now, this is not talking about the good self-reflection. Sometimes you can reflect on different things and see how it's helped you in your life. This is talking about the negative self-reflection where you don't necessarily like what you see. You're looking at things in a negative way. And moving right along, there's also the inability to look at a person's, you know, own fears and to learn from others. And then you live a world of exaggerated imagination. So when this chakra is balanced, you actually feel clear and focused. And then we can determine between the truth or an illusion. And you're also open to receiving wisdom and insight. Now, the lesson of this chakra is to see the big picture. And some of the third eye chakra stones are amethyst, purple fluorite, and black obsidian. And then the last chakra is the seventh chakra. That's the crown chakra, and it's at the top of the head, and its color is violet. And the physical imbalance of that include depression, inability to learn, sensitivity to light, sound, environment. And then the emotional imbalances include self-knowledge or greater power, you know, those type of things. You carry prejudiceness or fear of alienation. And when this chakra is balanced, we can live in the present moment. You know, we have that unshakable trust in our inner guidance. And so the lesson of this chakra is to live mindfully. Now, you know, after reading this, you know, after looking at this, you might think about, you know, how one chakra is imbalanced or blocked. You know, this is because, you know, one of the other chakras begin to compensate, and either one, they become overactive or underactive. And so, you know, the best way to look at these chakras is to, you know, basically eat healthy. You know, try and eat different foods of different colors. That's just a basic healthy way to heal these chakras. And so, you know, as I said before, there are thousands of different ways to heal the chakras. And, you know, I invite you to explore some of these, you know, and see which ones work for you. Because actually, there's no set way to heal yourself. Because on this earthly realm, it's about the journey and the experiences on that journey that matter and make an impact on your life. You know, some of you may not even be aware that you're healing your chakra, but your body speaks to you in different ways. So listen to your body, stay healthy, and as always, it's so important to stay in prayer and keep your spiritual body up to par as well. And so now I'll turn it over to our host, Michael Long.
Okay, thank you for that, Pandrea. It was great. Thank you for all that very wise information there to all the listeners. And let's go to the callers now. With about 18 minutes left, so we got quite a few callers. So we want to make sure we get to a few, several callers. So we want to kind of limit the calls, about 5-6 minutes at tops. Let's go first then to New Jersey. And Tasha, welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, Tasha. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm pretty good. Was just calling to, ask about my, my career in general. I'm trying to figure out what that suits me. I'm trying different things and just want to know, what do you see, as far as the profession, career, or...
Okay. The first thing that comes up to me is education. And there's definitely an area where, hang on. Now, have you thought about going back to school? Because for some reason they're telling me that there's more training that needs to be done in order for you to decide. That's why you haven't decided. It's kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about going back, but I didn't know what area, only because I've been in school for a very long period of time, and so I didn't know what area to go back for. I know what I went to school for, which is social work. I've been on different jobs, and I just came to the terms that I don't like the paperwork aspect to it. It's just not for me. So I know it's definitely going to be career change, but I don't want to, redo what I just did with the social work thing.
Okay. Here's the thing. Have you thought about the nursing aspect of it? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about it because where I work now, they pay for you to go back to school. But I wasn't sure if I would, if I would like that, because just wasn't sure.
You're going to like it. Here's the thing, and the reason I asked you about the nursing field, or have you thought about the nursing field, is because I don't see you straying too far away from what you're doing, and that's, and I know you're doing social work as well. Here's the thing, though. Nursing, and then you progressing up to case management. And that's where those skills are going to come into play, as to where you've built them up already going to school for all these years and things like that. And I do know that, let me just tell you, they're really on me and really want me to tell you about that they are aware of the stress issue that came along with that, because it's you're right, there's so much paperwork. But then there's also a lot of things emotionally that plays into that career, as far as with the social work and things like that. So definitely the healthcare field is the one that's for you. And you're going, the thing is, you don't think that you'll like it, but once you see how people, and this is where it kind of is kind of going to touch your heart there. Once you see how you're helping people, not only feel better, but you're also going to be counseling people as well while you're in the room. I just see it. So definitely you're on the right track. Definitely look into healthcare, in the healthcare field, and that's where you absolutely need to be. You know, like I said, so it's totally up to you, though. Mm-hmm.
Nursing, not because I was prior to doing a social work, because social work was like the plan C of the thing, not medical school, right? Not to be not MD, more nursing, nurse.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, more nurse practice.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I just see you doing taking that avenue and then kind of going into the case management part of it. And like both of those skills are going to tie in together. And like I said, that's what's going to make you more comfortable in it. Right now, it's just kind of like the fear of the unknown that's really kind of getting to you right now. But like I said, you're absolutely going to do fine.
The money aspect to it, like just being in school all these years and then having to, I mean, I guess you could fast track it now, but just being in school and having to, pay for that.
First thing, they told me FAFSA. I think that has something to do with financial aid. Definitely look into that. There is financial aid out there for that. I do see you looking into that, and I also see you looking at going to the counselor's office, and they're giving you paperwork. And it's like I see you looking into it, like, okay, what do I need to do this, and what do I need to do that? I do see the counselors, like, giving you information to look into that, like I said, as far as financial information with that as well. I do see you fast-tracking as well, and those credits that you have already obtained for your social working things, I do see them kind of fast-tracking that and using those credits as well to kind of boost you up and fast-track you on to the area of study that you're interested in. So I hope that this information has helped you out some. And you're very, very welcome. You're very, very welcome, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call there. And let's go to our next call. We're going to go to Annette in Michigan. Welcome to the show. Okay, let's press it again. Annette, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Hi, Pandrea.
Hi, Annette.
It's Anita. Maybe I wasn't speaking as clear. Can you just give me a quick reading of something that the most important thing I need to focus on in my life right now? I have a lot of directions I'm going, and I'm kind of confused.
Yes, I can definitely see that. Right now, they keep going one thing at a time. It's so funny because they actually show me the big, huge number one, and then they show me self. So they definitely, yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing, though. This is where you're trying, and I understand where you get it from. I see how you came to this whole, perspective of, okay, let me get everything done at one time. And it's like one thing led to another, led to another, led to another. And I don't see you taking time to kind of step back and just, kind of organize and say, okay, I'm going to finish this thing first. And that's what's happened is that right now you've kind of taken everything. You've taken that one thing that you were trying to do and it hasn't been finished. And then you're going to the next thing. And then you're going to the next thing. So that's what's pretty much kind of got you all, riled up. And now you have this big ball of, what do I need to do? The first thing that you need to do, number one, like I said, they showed me that number one and they showed me self. First thing you need to do is work on yourself. Okay. Take some time. Get your thoughts together as to what is more important to you. Another thing, too. I definitely, and there it is, they're giving me a notebook and a piece of paper. They're saying to write it down. Write down these things and right, and oh my goodness, it's like they're kind of giving you a what do you call that? Goodness, I'm trying to think of it. They're giving you an assignment or a list or something. It's like write down those things that are you know, all these things that you're trying to do. Now, take away the things that are most important to you, and then work on those things, but work on them one thing at a time. And here's the thing, though. Goodness. Yeah, you're giving your because a lot of these things are really, really causing you a lot of anxiety. Let me just tell you, I definitely see they're giving me undue stress, undue anxiety. There is a lot of things. I will tell you this, and for some reason they're giving me 14. So when you write this list down, it may be 14 things, but they're at the other. Well, they just corrected me. It is 14 things that they're showing me that you have to work on. And that you're looking at. But once you narrow that down, I see like more than half of that list being taken off, because one of the things that you also have to keep in mind is that, you know, yes, we do try and do it all, but we're also in human form. So we can't necessarily do everything. We have to complete one thing at a time. We have to, because there are lessons that need to be learned within each one of those things that you're trying to go through. So I hope that has helped you out some.
You know, it really has. And as while you were talking, mm-hmm. there were some things that I haven't even been thinking about, because I do have my list and I rewrite it and then I rewrite it. And then I just got to a point where it was about a week ago. This situation's been going on for so long, I just mm-hmm. said, I don't want to do anymore. A lot of it has to do with health, and one of the biggest health things is mm-hmm. my brother said, you know, you need to get to a, and it started about a year ago. I was in Arizona, and I came to Michigan, and I had to get surgery on my hamstring and my hip, and they needed to do an MRI on my hip because it was over 2 years old. Or almost there, and I was rerouted back to Michigan in total pain, and I'm like, I need to get back to Arizona. And it's mm-hmm. I was witnessing, it had already gone on like about 7 years, and I was witnessing all these things that weren't mine. And then mm-hmm. My parents are elderly, you know, like 89, 91, and I'm watching all these things with my brother and my parents, and it was just too much for me. And then I thought, well, they went to Florida, and I'm in Michigan. I thought, I'm going to give myself a month to relax. And all these other people and things come in, but they don't seem like they don't feel connected with my goals.
Uh-huh.
And I feel uh-huh. really alone, and I'm uh-huh. just going this vicious circle. But so now I'm like, do I even try to make my way back to Arizona, or do I just stay here? Do I go and oh, and one thing I want to say, if that person, that social worker who was listening, it is so hard to find a really good case manager. And you had mm-hmm. mentioned something to her about being a case manager, and you know how important that is for people out there to really find a good case manager, and it's hard because it's very difficult work for people who have been medical
mm-hmm.
Traumas to get a case manager and to find somebody to put all the pieces together when a person can't. Especially with all the doctors that I've seen in almost the last 9 years. So I'm
mm-hmm.
right now, it's like, should I go to this mental place and to get a case manager to start all over with everything for the last 9 years, or do I just go back to Arizona and go to the doctor who had most of it in her computer and just start fresh there again? I guess I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed about this whole thing, and my self-esteem has went low. So I guess you were correct on that, but my self-esteem is low, and I'm just I'm not doing anything but watching TV and eating, huh?
Well, here's the thing, you know, I'm really, like I said, you know, and there's no need to be embarrassed. We all have things that we need to work on, you know. And so, you know, as far as your responsibility, that's why they say take care of you first. You know, I noticed that as you were talking, you were saying, well, this person and that person and this person and that person. Well, you know, you have to work on yourself first. And a lot of these things, and I'm going to tell you this too, this is, you know, I know we got, you know, for the sake of time, but let me just tell you this too. You gotta stop thinking that everything that happened to your mother and your father is going to happen to you health-wise. It's like you're claiming that already. So they're saying, don't do that. Don't do that. Work on yourself. That's why they gave me that number one, and they gave me that self. So
okay.
Absolutely. You know, I hope this information has helped you out some.
Thank you so much.
I wish you the best of luck. You're very welcome.
Okay, thank you, Pandrea.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
Okay, thanks for your call. We appreciate you. And Pandrea, tell the folks how people can reach you for private sessions.
Oh, you can reach me at www.pandreapsychicmedium.com. I have a little contact information form there. Also, you can reach me. My phone number is 225-571-8659. Again, that's 225-571-8659. And then you can also email me at P as in Peter, S as in Sam, the number 8, I as in Igloo, A as in Apple, P as in Peter, the number 8, at gmail.com. So definitely reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to assist you.
All righty. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Pandrea. Always great to have you here, my friend. And,
you're very welcome. It's good to be here.
All right. Next week, you got the whole hour, so be planning that.
All right. I will.
All right. That sounds great. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. You have a great week, okay? Be safe.
All right. You too.
Take care.
Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All righty. Just really, Pandrea is awesome. Coming up next now, everybody, go ahead and redial, as coming up is the duo, the psychic cop, Chuck Bergman, the Chuckster, and our angel lady, Marilyn Posick, together as they take your calls in what we call the Psychic Roundtable Extra, because it's extra, extra good, for sure. Okay, everybody redial. We'll start here in 1 minute or less.